Welcome to the 787 Daily Week in Review. I'm Marisol.
And I'm Diego. Great to be here this week, wrapping up the news in Puerto Rico.
Let's dive right in. If you're listening and wondering why your water hasn't turned on yet, it's not just you. The AAA, Puerto Rico's water authority, started rationing water today at 6 a.m. across several municipalities, including San Juan, Trujillo Alto, and Carolina.
That's right. So they're alternating water service in 48-hour cycles across sectors. I saw that Zone 1 got water, but Zone 2 did not. That's gotta be frustrating for people who are used to just turning on the tap.
Exactly. And it's not just about inconvenience, it's about daily life. People are worried about how this will affect their routines, especially in a place like Puerto Rico, where water is already a precious resource.
I remember, during the last big drought, there were all these stories about people having to rely on bottled water or even collecting rainwater. Is that happening again?
Well, not yet, but people are definitely getting anxious. The government is trying to manage expectations, but it's hard not to think about those past experiences. Meanwhile, there's been some discussion about using cloud seeding to alleviate the drought.
Cloud seeding, huh? I've heard of that being used in other places. How does it work, anyway?
From what I understand, cloud seeding involves adding substances to clouds to try and induce rain. But Puerto Rico's government has decided not to use it for now.
That's interesting. I wonder what went into that decision. Was it cost, effectiveness, or something else?
We don't have all the details, but it's clear they're looking at other solutions. Moving on, there's been some news in the world of politics. From Cisco Domenech, the chief of staff to the governor, revealed more details about the Politank board.
Yeah, that's a big deal. The Politank board is supposed to help with some of the island's financial challenges. What did Domenech have to say?
We don't have all the specifics, but it's clear that the board is going to play a significant role in shaping Puerto Rico's economic future.
And speaking of economic challenges, there's a concerning story out about young adults in Puerto Rico facing higher unemployment rates.
That's right. It's tough to see young people struggling to find work. It's a harsh reality that affects not just their lives, but the future of the island.
Absolutely. When you think about the brain drain we've seen in the past, it's even more worrying. What do you think can be done to address this?
Well, there are no easy answers, but it's clear that the government and private sector need to work together to create more job opportunities. And on a more upbeat note, there's a luxury condo project called Opus that's awaiting a tax incentive decree.
Luxury condos, huh? That's a bit of a mixed bag. On one hand, it's investment and development. On the other, it's about affordability and accessibility.
Exactly. We'll be keeping an eye on that one. If you want to read more about these stories, head to 787daily.com for all the details.
And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so you can stay up to date on all things Puerto Rico. Thanks for tuning in to this week's 787 Daily Week in Review.
Until next time, keep listening and stay informed. Adios.